Tuesday or Wednesday, December 4th?
It is. You're on.
We are on. All right. Good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kalk. It's approximately 11:15 on Wednesday, December 4th, 2013. We're meeting for the administrative portion of our regular scheduled commission meeting. We have a few items on consent. I would move passage.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
All right, thank you, Daryl. Just a couple notes on the consent item. So Leo Prowse effectively is retiring. Is Leo coming to our Christmas party, or can he make it?
He is planning to come, but he depends on if he has.
Okay, and then how is his announcement replacement advertisement going?
We are in the process of putting the vacancy announcement together.
Okay.
I'll have that to Pat hopefully this afternoon so he can make any corrections, and then we'll send it up to HMRS and hopefully get it out by Monday.
Okay, sounds good.
Go ahead.
A note on that, as portfolio holder, and you know, those guys are out on the road so much, I never really got a chance to visit with or get to know Leo really well in this just under a year since I've been here, but I'll tell you, the records indicate he just was a machine out there when it came to getting a lot of tests done and having a good interaction with the people whose measuring devices he was testing. And it's a kind of a sad day for the commission to lose Leo.
Sure is. Leo was the very first person I sort of visited with at the commission because I was up here for the Christmas party a year ago and ended up next to him in line and realized that we share a love for beets and horseradish. And so we bonded quickly. So I, too, am sad to lose a longtime dedicated employee like Leo, but I think it's a good move for him, and he's clearly excited about less time on the road. And so I wish him well in his new adventure, and I'm very proud and pleased that Kyle is going to maintain the tradition of bringing the beet and horseradish dip to the Christmas party by Leo's recipe.
Perfect. And we also have a couple other cleanup items on consent, but there's also Sarah, congratulations, you're now off probation, and I hope they already talked to you, and there's an appropriate pay raise in there, and you keep doing great work, really appreciate it. I really mean that too. You get different employees come in, and you just since you got here, immediately impact players. So thank you for your work. And I think the rest are just more administrative than anything. So, okay, let's get right to the discussion items, which we have B1, which happens to be Sarah. Sherco Life Cycle Management Study. What do you have, Sarah?
Well, a week or so ago, I sent out a memo and recommending that the commission issue an order saying basically that they agree with the company's results of the study on Sherco Units 1 and 2. And part of the reason that I put this draft order together and the memo was that these are large units that the company has, and they provide a lot of energy for customers, and taking them off the system is going to impact prices to customers. And the environmental interveners in the case are really pushing to have the units be shut down in 2020. And I don't know if it will help at all, but I thought if we could go on record supporting the company's study results, which just basically say that the unit can operate out to 2040 absent some of these costs that could result from the environmental regulations that are still in play.
So what kind of, I don't disagree with anything you just said, but how do we procedurally do that? They didn't file anything asking for us to do it, did they?
They filed the study. Correct.
So we would then go back and say we concur with the study, something like that.
Yes.
And then it would be which one of us is portfolio. Would it be an ADP type? Would it be a generation type? Would it be a
regeneration?
You think so, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's similar to a resource plan.
Okay. Well, I don't have any problems with doing what Sarah recommended.
Is an order the right mechanism?
Well, I don't. I never got any review from legal.
Okay. Well, that would be my only question. What's the proper? I like the idea. It's just a matter of what's the proper mechanism and how do we give it the most weight.
Okay.
Yeah, why don't you work? You should, good to bring him forward, but work with Ryan and get his legal review, and he can talk to Lon if he's got a question and see if it's appropriate for the three commissioners or some type of staff letter back, I think, because we've done staff letters in the past, I think, because we don't necessarily approve or disapprove IRPs, but I'm not against doing what you said, so.
Well, and I would want to, if it carries more weight, to have us weighing in, I would want to do whatever carries the most weight.
Okay.
That you guys recommend as the mechanism for, you know, sending a message to the company.
Okay. I'll double check with legal then.
Okay, perfect.
So, and just to be clear, I like the idea very well, too. I think we should be doing whatever can, you know, get the most influence from our perspective.
All right, perfect. Fair enough.
Okay.
You've got this next one, too, participating in the NARUC Regulatory Partnership. You want to go on a boondoggle to Bosnia, Sarah?
Sure. Why not? No, well, first of all, you have to get selected, but I presume that the application would carry a little bit more weight if you actually had gotten permission from the commissioners to participate.
Well, speaking for me, I'm not against people doing stuff, but I'm kind of reluctant to have our staff, given the scenario of how many people we have, do too much, especially given the workload, but I'm not against it if you can make it work. But traditionally, we've not sent folks anywhere around the world. Tony went when he was president of NARUC, but I don't know. I'm open to it, but I'm not like jumping up real high to say it's a good idea.
Well, I'll take the opposite approach. I think it's a great idea. It's a week long, I believe, just a week.
Correct.
And I think we can afford to have people go for that length of time. I think it would be extremely professionally rewarding. And I think that you probably have good experience to offer somebody else in these other countries. So I think it's just a worthwhile, good neighbor type of thing to do. And so if you're interested or any other staff are interested in this, I mean, we can't be having staff go for weeks on end, you know, but I think we can easily manage that. And I do whatever I can to have you rise to the top and get selected. I've done a few of these types of exchanges during my career, and they're really, I think, meaningful and life-changing. So I'd be happy to support you.
Okay. Thank you.
I was just going to add, too, that probably 10 years ago, or longer ago, that Joe Lodd went to Indonesia on full outcrop fires and spent close to 2 weeks.
All right.
I just have a question. I'm not sure this is realistic, though, because maybe I'm misunderstanding some terminology here. But on the second page toward the bottom, it says the ideal candidate will be from a successfully restructured state. Are they talking about the retail restructuring that we talked about 10, 15 years ago, or that this is for more for someone from a state where you choose your electric retailer, and so we're probably not going to get chosen anyway, or what does that mean?
Yeah, I would presume there are stronger candidates that are still working in a restructured state, but Oregon was restructured, and during the time they were going through the restructuring process, I worked for Portland General Electric, so I worked on all their restructured filings and the design of their tariffs and how they were going to interact with suppliers and things like that.
Thank you.
How does this sound for a path forward for my colleagues, that if a staff wants to go on some type of trip, if their division head is okay with it and they've got the money to support it or it's funded by somebody else, we would certainly entertain the request. So we put it back on the division heads. If division heads feel they can let them go, then they would endorse it for the commissioners to then decide. If the department head doesn't like it, then it doesn't come forward, because they're the ones who control the workload ultimately. So.
Well, but the workload within the budgeting constraints. This one, I think, is a paid one.
Right.
But the next one might not be, and so there has to be that consideration. That's as well.
On the paid ones, yeah.
It's got to be budget neutral.
Yeah.
Because we don't have the travel monies to do this kind of stuff. But in this case, somebody else is paying. Like when I went down to wherever I went to, Mississippi, that was paid for by NARUC. So. Mm-hmm. Does that answer everybody's questions? Does that sound – any division heads concerned with what that just threw out there? It's up to you guys basically what it comes down to, as long as you can get the money for it. Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. Commissioner Fedorchak, you have a symposium you'd like to talk about.
Yes. So Randy's been kind of batting this idea around, and I have been as well. Sarah and I have talked a number of times. We've talked, I think, at our last meeting. Have we set up the date of January 22nd? We kind of have that marked.
We've held that date, yes, and I think it's the time we should do it if we're going to do it.
Okay. So I guess the question remains, what is this meeting? We've looked at – so first of all, do you want to have this conversation now to talk about kind of the nuts and bolts of this, or do you want to just schedule a time to talk about it? Or it's hard for Randy and I to even sit down and talk about this technically. Okay. I know you had originally said you guys work it out, but can we even do that? Yeah. So we either have to do it now or set up a work session. And if you want to come, you can come. If you don't want to come, Brian, he and I can just handle it.
Okay.
It's probably longer conversation than what we have right now to sort of hammer out the details.
That's fine. The just a question for my colleagues. We don't have anything scheduled like the week of Christmas and all that, and that's good. I don't want to schedule anything like that. But I don't know if we're available to do something like, you know, that week of Christmas just for an hour or something.
Oh, a work session type thing.
Yeah, that's what we could maybe do, is pick something like the 20s. I don't know. Who knows?
Well, we probably need to get going a little sooner than that, just because if we're going to get speakers in, we probably need to make that decision. But in general, what I had in mind was similar to what they did the last time, you guys. It was opening comments from the commission, invited Dave Glott to provide kind of the perspective from the state, we could invite the EPA here to provide some of the background on their timeline and that, you know, framework, and then invite the companies to give their spiel in terms of what they see working and what doesn't work and what we should be advocating for. The whole point of all of this, in my opinion, is to get a better understanding of how we should interact with the EPA and what we should say. What should we be requesting of them in the making of these new rules? So,
okay. And I agree with that. I think there's a step that should be mentioned that's in between there, maybe a couple steps. First of all, I think, you know, we really have two things to have a meeting about, although they're similar. But one is the EPA's new rules that they have already come out with on new proposed power plants. Second is the new rules that they're talking about, and they're almost certain to come out with next year on existing power plants. And, you know, it's very similar, but it really is two different things. And then when I mentioned the step that's in between, I think before we can figure out what we should or could be doing, we need to figure out what the impacts of each of those are going to be on North Dakota. And I think there's two sets of impacts. There's the health impacts. And so I think the health department needs to be completely involved and engaged in this, if we can at all make it possible. And then secondly, there's the economic impacts, and therein comes the industry players, the environmental people, maybe NERC, maybe EPA, as Commissioner Fedorchak mentioned, and a whole string of people. But that's kind of what I'm envisioning at this point.
And I guess I agree with you, and sort of assumed that the health department in their comments would talk about the health impacts. There, it's hard to react right now because there isn't
a filing.
There isn't a proposal to say, here's what they're going to propose to do and here's the impacts of it. So it's all sort of theoretical. So I think
except
that
for I think there is the proposal on new plants.
New, yeah,
and I'm talking about that the health department could talk about North Dakota's environment. You know, are we in a crisis? Are we not in a crisis? Those kinds of things.
Yep. So I think that they could talk about that in their comments, and then the companies can talk about the economic impacts of any potential, you know, regulations in their comments too, because that would help us decide, you know, this is what we need, this is what we don't need, we certainly can't afford to allow this to happen, that type of thing. So I don't know, does it seem like we're on the same page?
I think so.
Okay, good. So then maybe we should agree to try to find somebody from EPA, because I think that is the one that we probably need to get going on right away if we want somebody by the 22nd.
Yeah, I throw out just a caveat to the EPA. We could get Chris Maley out here from NARUC really easy. That's probably he would be just as qualified as anybody in the EPA to say what the EPA is going to say, and he would be able to probably give us a broader feel of some of the how the feel it's going to be from.
Good to have him too, but I think from a public interest and the media standpoint, I think you have to have the EPA. Okay. They're the ones making the rules, and they're the ones.
Or at least have invited them.
Okay. Yep. And they're, yeah, they can speak with authority about here's what the process is, and here's how you can engage, and here's the timelines, and that sort of thing.
Well, Randy's already talked to Dave Glad at the health department, right?
Yes.
So you could, have you given him that date? See if he's free?
I think I probably have not yet.
So you could give him that date, and then, do you know somebody at the EPA?
We can work through, I think, Hovind's office to find somebody good from the EPA. I don't know who exactly. NARUC would probably be helpful, too. So I can, yeah, tackle that.
I'll get a hold of Chris Maley and give him those dates, because I think to get these people invited to that date,
yep,
right away. Okay. Well, let's. What date do we have scheduled this again? You said, Randy?
22nd.
I was kind of holding the 22nd open.
Well, let's do that. Let's see if we can get a hold of Chris. I'll get a hold of Chris. If you can get a hold of Glatt, if you can find somebody from the EPA, see, yep, if they're all available the 22nd. And then let's schedule. We can tell them this is what we're doing, and then we can flush out some more details.
Maybe we should just draft a letter, too, that we can use as an invite.
Sure.
And, Randy, I know this is – we're going to have to commit. We can't drag our feet. Draft a letter, and then we can get that out to the companies too as well.
Yeah, the so companies
we,
will be.
But we can talk about the letter at a work session.
But I would think that Andrea presented at NARUC about the impacts to MDU. That same presentation she did at NARUC,
right,
would be perfect for this venue, is what I was thinking.
Yep.
So
and similar type things from the other companies.
Yep, exactly. And we could have ERC
at MDU.
She may not be, but someone else will pick up the flag.
I think we should just invite the president or the top person, and they can decide. We'll tell them what we're looking for, and they can decide who is the best person in their company to make that message.
Okay. Should we drop this to scheduling then?
Sure.
Okay. All right. You get the next one too, Commissioner.
Maybe, Sarah, would you be willing to draft a letter, an invite letter?
Yes, I can draft a letter. Also, I just wanted to mention that I have been on a call with someone from EPA, and she seems to be the Region 8 person that's working on the issue.
Okay.
So we could also perhaps contact her as the person to tell us who to speak.
Yep, sounds good. Let's do that. You and I can chat.
Oh, good point.
Yep, for sure.
But we need to do it. Let's get this. Let's that January 22nd date is a big thing to get that hammered down. So if we can get the letters.
We've got the Rinhild room reserved.
Right. It is reserved
for the whole day.
8 to 5. Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Good.
Okay.
All right.
Now, next slide. Consumer affairs and public outreach specialist. You'd like to talk about that?
Again, this is something I'd like to talk about. I don't know that. Can we hold this to the end? Because I'd like to brainstorm a little bit more, and I don't necessarily know that we should need to have all the staff in the room while we do that.
Were you talking about the position or what?
Yeah, like the future of the position.
Okay, that's fine. All right, we'll drop down to the next one, workshop for pipeline safety. I just asked Pat to put that on the schedule, and yesterday or day before, the governor's office contacted, I think, well, at least me, and asked about us participating in part of their task force on pipeline safety. They were looking for more of a tech rep. So I talked to Ron in detail yesterday, and I think it's a great idea. have Pat be part of this group, but I wanted to make sure that was okay with Randy and Julie, because we talked about doing some of this stuff on our own, which I don't think that's off the table, but I think in the near term, if we participate in part of this group and see what they come up with, then it'll give us an idea what we want to do with policy. But this task force will look at much more than we certainly would ever have jurisdiction on. But it'd be nice that they're looking for someone with a technical background to be on it. So it sounded good to me. I just wanted to run that by you two.
I have no objection.
Okay.
In my conversation with Ron about this, too, I like it because it's sort of a two-track. So this is specifically on the safety issues. It's not getting into the policy of who should have jurisdiction over this and that sort of thing. So that still leaves that open for us to explore, which I think we should do, and chart a path for that. But I think that it would be – Pat would be a great member of that that advisory group or whatever that they're calling it. He probably knows more about it than anybody else they've asked. So.
Okay, so I'll submit your name, Patrick. We talked briefly about it, and you weren't adverse to it.
No, I'd be happy to do that.
And amongst all your other things. And Julie, just so you know, anytime you want to share along with Pat and all this, you're most certainly welcome to do so, just because I need to transfer that knowledge from A to B. Okay. All right, and I had one more I wanted to add for discussion, is the wind decommissioning plan. Where are we at with that? Oh, go ahead, Pat.
Before you go on to that,
yeah.
The January 14th, I think it was January 14th that the meeting was scheduled for.
Oh, good
point. Are
we
going to cancel that date for now?
Let's hold that date. And if you've got something to report back to us at that time, you could report back to us then. Yeah.
But as far as inviting all those people and PHMSA and all that, that's on.
I think that would be premature now. Let's let this work through the task force. We got enough on our plate for January right now, if that's okay with you two.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, let's hold it, Pat. And if you have your meeting, then you can tell us what's going on.
Sure.
All right, perfect. Wind decommissioning. Who had the staff lead in that? Jerry, was that you?
Yeah.
Okay, so that we, last I remember, we had those several wind farms that were 10 years had passed. We sent the letter asking them to file their updated plan, and then we'd be doing some type of at least an informal reviewing their decommissioning plan. But we haven't followed through on that yet, probably because we haven't asked. But can we get those scheduled for informals on those wind decommissionings? Grab a mic, Jerry, in case someone.
Let me go back and look at it.
And for scheduling, I don't know if you want to schedule special informals or just put them on a regular informal hearing date as it comes up.
I would just say put them on the regular ones.
Okay.
But I'd like to get them on the schedule, you know, December's kind of shot right now, but if we can get them on a schedule for January.
Sure. Let me go and look and get back up.
We probably don't have anything scheduled for the informal on the first meetings in January.
Okay.
And did they file updated plans?
I don't know.
Did we make that request?
Have to check and make sure we got all of them. I know we got some of them.
Okay. But we sent letters out requesting them.
We gave them 30 days to update their plans, or so the purpose of the informal, the companies that come back and tell us why their plans are valid.
Right.
I know you were talking about that last week, too. Does that work for you?
That sounds like a good strategy.
Okay. So can we remember to add for discussion at our last meeting of the year, Jerry, to give us an update from what you found between now and then as far as the informals?
Sure.
So you can go back and review them.
Sure.
All right, perfect. Okay, let's get right into scheduling. Unless, Julie, Randy, you have anything to add to discussion?
Well, I'm thinking the ones that have been turned in, can you just get those out to each of us so that we have some time to review them?
They would have been filed. We would have cases on them. I can send an email around with them attached.
Okay. I'd like a copy anyway.
Sure. On commission meetings, I'm wondering if you guys want to schedule one on New Year's Eve or something.
Why would I want to do that for, Jerry? We got away from that rich tradition about 4 years ago because we figured we'd wrap up everything by a reasonable date so staff could enjoy the last week before during Christmas break. So I would not be supportive of that unless there was a really hot burning issue that we could not take care of that popped up between the last meeting and that date.
Well, we can talk this afternoon at informal, but Otter Tail's tariff can't be approved until after the 23rd.
Okay. Well, if we need a special meeting, Jerry, we can certainly do that.
Yeah.
But is the plan on scheduling something now? Let's just deal with that when we get to it.
Okay.
A special meeting for one item is much different than a full-blown commission meeting. If that's okay with you two.
Well, is there some old tradition? Was there always a meeting on January or December 31st?
It was always the last meeting on January 31st. And when I got here in 2009, Tony asked why we had the meeting, and Kevin said, I'm not sure. And I said, I don't need a meeting on New Year's Eve. So we moved it to the middle of the month, and it's gone very well because then staff can take time off and they can do things that people should do during the holidays.
And that's why they did resolutions then.
That's right.
Yep. That was the primary.
So, because it will seem a little early to do resolutions on the 18th.
I would not support having a meeting New Year's Eve just so we could have resolutions.
Oh, you're no fun.
Well, Jerry's telling us we might need a special meeting, so anyway. Okay. Scheduling. Work session and one call. Penalty levels, Mr. Fawn. I thought we already took care of this.
Staff prepared an email and copied it to the commissioners on what they were, at least what staff was thinking about as far as the new penalty levels. And we received some comments back, and so I think we probably should get together, all of us, and talk about it.
But isn't the reality this is just a matrix? Every case is going to be judged on its own, and I don't want to get tied into a matrix that says if it's their second offense, they have to do this. I don't think that's what we want to do on any fines.
Well, staff would like to get some direction, at least initially. I mean, that's always a possibility. The commission can determine the amount of a penalty later on in a continued proceeding. But when staff tries to resolve a damage prevention complaint, we might do a consent order.
Right.
And in there, we propose a penalty. And this will be guidance for staff as far as the amount of penalties that we propose initially.
Similar to what Jim has upstairs with AML and reclamation, that he's got a matrix that he kind of follows?
Probably.
Okay.
I haven't seen that one.
All right.
I think it's a good idea.
Okay. So when would you like to do this, Patrick?
We could probably do that one and the weights and measures compliance together, maybe, back to back.
Does that work for you, Pat?
Yes, that works.
All right, so back to the question at hand. When can we do this? Considering this week is already, or this year is shot.
Tuesday, December 31st.
I have a suggestion that we go into early next year.
I'm with you, Jules.
Because from now to the end of this year, in particular, the pipeline safety inspectors are going to be very busy doing inspections, so beginning of next year would be better for them to sit in on the penalty level discussion.
Wow. How about January 21st in the afternoon? The Grayman Convention is the Monday.
Is that when we've decided we'll be there, the Monday?
I usually go out Sunday night, and then Monday morning is the breakfast and stay through Monday.
Okay.
And Monday night is their banquet. Does that work for you, Rancher?
Well, the only thing on the 21st is if we're doing last-minute work in preparation for the 22nd, because we kind of either scheduled or are going to schedule that for the 22nd. So,
what, you think we'll leave things till the end?
If I have anything to say about it, I suppose we will. But, I don't know that this is going to be a long meeting either, so, it probably is okay.
Well, what about
if we just went from 1:30 to 2:30,
who's coming to this now? How about we have a work session on oil and gas pipeline safety? How about we do it on the 14th, where we had that time saved for that oil and gas pipeline safety process thing? I've already got it pegged on my calendar, and we kind of canceled that this morning, so maybe we just replace that. Pat can give us an update on the governor's task force, and then we just move into one call penalties and weights and measures.
That's fine. So start at 10:30 and go till 12 or something?
Well, it's scheduled for 9:30 right now. the original work session, which we canceled earlier.
So
well, we didn't cancel it. We saved that time. But, yeah, let's just keep that time and add this stuff
that
to
works
it.
For me.
Good idea. So it'll be three things, then. It'd be the oil and gas pipeline. It would be the one-call penalty and the weights and measures compliance issues. Okay. So you want to still start at 9:30?
I think so.
Okay.
That worked out.
I believe that'll work just fine.
Okay.
You, everybody,
Ranch? Yep.
All right, Mr. Nitschke, we're getting closer to being done here. Who's left? You?
Myself.
Josh.
Josh and Ryan.
And Ryan.
So there are three.
So it'd be nice to get these done this year.
It's an hour and a half.
Gosh, that's going to be...
What are we doing? Tomorrow afternoon is what again? Otter Tail's coming in?
IRP. That may not take all afternoon.
Shouldn't.
They did 1 hour.
Schedule 1:30 to 2:30.
Maybe we could do them after that.
Do you have time at 3 tomorrow, Randy and Julie?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's try it through. Randy, that worked for you?
Cold that I was in January and nothing was making sense.
Story of my life.
So what are you suggesting, 2:30?
3? Just in case we run a little long for the IRPs.
Right. Okay.
That works?
Yep.
Julie, that work?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there we go. So it's you, Josh,
Josh
Ryan.
And Ryan.
Okay.
3 to 4:30.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. MDU input sessions. You want to figure out where we're all going, Mr. Nitschke, huh?
That is correct.
Well, let's talk briefly about our plan for Monday morning. Formal hearing, Bakken Oil Express. What time do we have to be there? 10 o'clock?
Who's it's scheduled for 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. That is correct.
10 o'clock Central or 9 o'clock Mountain?
9 o'clock Mountain Time.
Mm-hmm. So we need to leave here at?
We leave here about 7:45.
Okay.
So the question is...
Who's driving the van?
Are we sure it's 10 o'clock Central and not 10 o'clock Mountain?
No, it's 10 o'clock Central. 9 o'clock Mountain.
Okay.
Okay, so we leave here at...
I'm suggesting 7:45. Is that good, sir?
Well, I was thinking 7:30, just to be safe.
How long of a drive is it?
It's 2 hours.
2 hours and 8 minutes, according to MapQuest.
If the road's
unless that bull well, is on the road there by Manning again, then it'd be about 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
So what's the plan there? You got a van?
There is a van reserved. Sarah will be driving the van. I will not be going. That's the day I'm going to take my wife to Rochester. So.
Okay. So who's, Sarah, this is your case you're doing?
Yes, sir.
So who the players? The three commissioners, Sarah, who's our ALJ?
Pat Ward.
Mr. Patrick Ward.
And he has already said he wants to ride in the van.
Are we missing anybody else?
The outside legal counsel.
So you're going to ride.
No, it's Brian Schmidt from the same firm as Mitch.
Okay. Is 7:30 putting a little tight?
Mm.
No? Okay.
9:30, yeah.
All right. So let's see here. Usually Mr. Sheldon sends us out a note for everybody. Could you do that note, Daryl, to send it out to everybody and then have them respond if they're not going to be in the van so they know? I'm still not sure if I'm going to drive out there or not myself.
Okay, I will do that.
So, okay.
I'm kind of leaning toward driving.
Because you'll be up in Hazen anyway, probably, huh?
Yeah. Could be.
Okay. Fair enough. All right.
I am probably not driving, so I would probably be in whatever vehicle goes.
At 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Okay, so that's Monday. Now we get into Tuesday. We've got the late night council. Jim has... got us all of that. Just so you know, there's a, I don't know if Randy and Julie, you got this, but there was a note I got from one of the committees downstairs. They want me to go down or someone to go down and talk about VoIP protocol. I need to talk to Pat about that, but yeah, I don't know exactly what they want.
That day?
Yeah, it's at 1:20 in the Harvest Room. Their meeting starts in the morning. It's Representative Weiss's committee.
Well, being the worldwide VoIP expert that you are, I think you should do that.
Well, I was hoping you'd give me that opportunity. I just wanted to let you two know if you'd like to come down and witness some brilliant testimony at 1:20. I've got 10 minutes to do that.
I would never want to take that opportunity away from you.
So, Patrick, I'll be coming and talking to you more about VoIP testimony. And then we've got the public input sessions that night all over the place. So
I think we go through that list of where the sessions, where we have rooms scheduled?
We can.
We can do that.
It's in that calendar.
Where was that in the agenda? I remember we had it.
Starting at page 3 of 8 on the agenda.
Your announcements. On the calendar, yep.
So we have Williston, Bismarck, Dickinson, Minot, Devil's Lake, Jamestown. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So that's it. Williston, Bismarck, Dickinson, Minot, Devil's Lake, Jamestown. So since I'm going to be presenting excellent testimony that afternoon, I will be in Bismarck that night is where I'm going to go to. So it's up to you if you want to go somewhere else or if you want to stay in Bismarck, that's of course fine too.
Well, I'll be in Dickinson the next day for that one.
Right.
I was thinking about going to Williston.
So I found my page here now, Brian. You said you're going to be in Bismarck that night.
Just because that testimony and that hearing, it doesn't make sense for me to try to get down there and race somewhere else. So I'll do it right here.
Why is the public input session in Bismarck at Bismarck State College and not here?
That's tying into the Ivan network, I think, is part
right.
of the problem.
That's all the Ivans are connected. So.
Oh.
We had to do that before for them. It just ties in better.
I thought we'd tied in from here before.
We have for other things, but for this, maybe it's just better to control. They asked us to go.
I'm not sure. Scotty had told me that it's an Ivan interconnection, and it's a lot easier to do it with all the different Ivans.
Okay.
And it might be easier for the public to stop by at that location than to come up here if someone wants to do it.
Sure.
So.
Well, and Julie said you'd prefer to go to Williston?
Yeah.
I think whatever you decide is fine, Randy.
Yeah. I probably will end up going to Minot then. I mean, with the LEC thing, it would be tough to get to Devil's Lake.
Right.
And so it's really a matter of Jamestown or Minot.
Whatever you decide is fine. And then for the next day, I guess Julie, you'll already be in Williston, so I'm sure you're not going to drive back to Bismarck just to drive up to Dickinson.
No.
Okay. And then so we'll be leaving here. Daryl, what do we have worked out for that to get from Bismarck to the setup for our hearing? It'll be to get to Dickinson, do the public input session from Dickinson, and when that's done, go over to the hearing.
That's correct.
So who's got the lead on that one?
Pat's going to drive on that one.
Which Pat? Pat?
Yep.
Pat Vaughn. So that you're doing that hearing?
Pat.
The site, I'm sorry, yeah. Okay, so you're going to drive yourself out there? Or you're going to drive? Okay.
He's got a van that we're going
to okay.
have.
So what time's that part you're going to be at?
Okay. Dan. Okay, so it'd be you. Oh, yeah, I'll probably ride in the van that day, too.
Ryan is going as well.
So you're returning that one, or is he just going to come? Will you be coming from somewhere else?
Yep.
Andy, you recall?
I'll probably be on the van.
Okay, who are we missing there? That? The ALJ.
Pat Ward. He hasn't given me a confirmation. He's going to go if he can drive himself yet.
Oh, sure. You might. Okay.
Commissioner, I'll send out an email on that one as well, but just we'll send out the time. The concern was going early in the morning, take the input session in, and then once you got the hearing. Deciding case is at 2 p.m. Central Standard, 1 p.m. Mountain Time. So.
Okay. That'll work out. We'll just have to make sure everybody's talking. Okay. Does that conclude our items for scheduling?
Oh, we have.
Oh, wait a minute. We didn't schedule the. We didn't schedule the work session yet for the EPA symposium. Julie said you want to do that relatively quickly. Randy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So tomorrow we already scheduled those other things. Monday we have a hearing. Tuesday morning, I don't have anything cooking.
Well, can we squeeze this in on Thursday?
You know, it seems
we've
like
got those directors' meetings.
Those
directors' things tomorrow afternoon.
We could try to do it at 11, but that would cut us short for the rate case. That
yeah,
would take longer.
I don't know about adding more to that.
But what do we have tomorrow?
You get the IRP.
Oh, wait. Okay.
We added the director's final evals, 6 months evals, half year, whatever.
Okay, so when you went into next week, you're talking about Monday or Tuesday?
Tuesday, because Monday will be up in Kilder. We've got the late night thing at noon. I have nothing in my calendar in the morning other than just to be here.
Sure.
That would work for me.
10:30? The 10th.
10:30 work, Aaron?
Yep.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, so now Commissioner Fedorchuk, you wanted to circle back around and talk about consumer affairs and public outreach.
Did you hear waves?
Sue has something.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Can I?
Are you the new Jerry Lane today?
I'm going to pull a Jerry Lean.
All right.
And that is there's a work session scheduled for, but I like Jerry Lean. Yeah, so this
good
is man. A good
great American.
Work session scheduled for January 6th with the licensing division.
Okay.
That's the date of the hearing.
Oh, sure.
And we had limited dates to choose from with the judge, so can we reschedule that to another date, please?
Sure. What was the point of that work session again?
It was to discuss goals. I was meet with Commissioner Christman and talk about some of the three of the goals that were on my, were discussed at my evaluation, and then meet with the full commission after that.
All right. The next Monday, I'm open. That week after that fills up pretty quick. We have two holds, then we got Mark.
The next Monday, the 13th?
The 13th, I got nothing scheduled.
Are we still holding those? I don't recall exactly what we're holding them for, but
MD,
the 13th works for me too. So
we're holding them for someone requesting a hearing for MDUs.
Okay.
So the 13th works? So what time would work for you on the 13th?
It doesn't make any difference.
You want to do 1:30 again?
Sure.
Okay. All right, so we'll change that. Good catch, Sue.
Thanks.
Okay. So who do we need for the discussion on the consumer affairs and public outreach?
I think just Daryl. But one quick question before you. Well, this is really a Ryan thing, but the I want to wrap up this certification document for the in-construction change requests for pipeline companies. Ryan and Pat and I met with the industry again. I think we came to a conclusion on a way forward. Pat, do you know where this is? Have you and Ryan finished it up and it's done? Or is it on Ryan's desk? Where is this? Oh, here's Ryan. Hello, Ryan. Is that waves? You guys hear it? Why is there? It sounds like it's making noise. Anyway, Ryan, I would just wanted to see where we are on this, and if we're done, if it's been finished and sent out to folks, or if we can do that.
It will be today.
Okay.
I've been out. We have the ADP, then I was out.
Right.
And we had
Yep. No, that's fine. Yep. Just wanted to not lose track of it.
Nope. It's so, on the top.
Okay. Cool.
No, it's not. I gave Mitch what was where we were at after the last meeting, and he also had made some changes stylistically or whatever. But he had already sent that to Jillian Rubnow, I believe. So that's where we're at.
Okay, so they're going to have the old one?
Well, one of the ones in between, yeah.
Okay. Okay, and that's for which one? Island?
Bakken.
Okay. All right, so we'll wrap that one up. Okay, that's it for me on that.
The Commissioner Crispin recommended to me, and I think I agree with him, that if we're going to talk about a position and how we might be talking different things, maybe we shouldn't be doing it in an open meeting forum. We should just have a special session on that. Because now we're still in our meeting. I'm not sure what you want to talk about, I guess. So,
well,
restructuring everything.
I'm not sure how to have these.
Well, can we just schedule a work session for 1 o'clock? Or not a work session, but just notice a meeting? And
yeah, we could do that.
Whatever.
So does 1 o'clock work for you? All right, that'll give us, so Esther, could you talk 1 o'clock? And actually, we can talk about this as well as Leo's position and others, so let's just call it a staff planning update or something like that. Okay,
All right.
Seeing no further business, we'll close the administrative portion of our meeting. Thank you.